to GBC on this Fusion Sunday. On this last Sunday of the month, those who are involved in worship planning create a worship experience for people of all ages to interact with through song and spoken word, prayer and movement. And in keeping with our theme this fall, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, you will notice around you that there are prayer stations. So for parents and young children, please note that there is no time with young children in the service. We welcome, yes, all the wiggles and giggles that come along with being a church family. And during the sermon time, there will be an opportunity to engage in prayer stations. See the purple sheet? You can take a look at those and review them. And if you would like, visit one or as many prayer stations as you would like. All right, we do have a few other announcements this morning. We'll have Pamela kick us off.
So you may have noticed that the weather is kind of rotten today. As a result, we are changing youth group. We have canceled the hayride, and we are instead going to Veracity VRcade to play virtual reality games. The start time is moved up to 5:45, so please be here at 5:45. We will be the only people in the arcade until 8 o'clock, and then we'll be back here at 8:15. We have moved all of the youth forms from the little round table in the office to a very nice organized filing system just to the left of my door beside the calendar. So if you need any youth forms, you can go there, and if you fill them out, you can just slide them right under my door. Lock-in permission slips are due today at youth group. We need them today so that we can know if we have people coming to the lock-in. Triennium registration is going out this week. There are registration forms in the bottom packet or the bottom pocket of the form organizer beside my door. And there are still some people who haven't gotten in all of their Wheel-a-thon money yet. So students, youth, you need to contact your people and get your $5 or $10 or $40 and get it to Tracy as soon as possible. Thank you.
You may or may not have noticed the slide. Saturday, November 10th, there will be a food link food truck here distributing food to our neighbors. And we do need lots of volunteers. I see we've got a good sign-up already. There is a sign-up sheet on the kiosk, or if you need more information, you can see me. Thanks.
Good morning. Just a quick thank you to everybody who showed up yesterday to help out with the fall cleanup. Even though the leaves look like they're thinking they might want to stick around for the winter, we did get a lot done. Had a couple groups of scouts who were outside working hard despite the weather. Lots of people inside did a lot of work in the library and in the storage rooms, but really appreciate all the help, and especially thanks to Roger and Abby for helping get it all set up. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Linda Beatty, and last week I think you met Charlie Church Mouse. Tess McKeel and I are the co-chair people of the Church Mouse Bazaar, and this is Mrs. Church Mouse. She'll be around too, and I just want to remind you to take the flyers that are out on the desk, the table in the narthex there. Take them home, give them to people, your friends. And please, we need volunteers. Please fill out one of these papers, put it in the basket or at the office. And if you have any questions, if you don't know what the Church Mouse Bazaar is, I'll be out in the hallway, and you can just find me, and I will fill you in with all the goodies. It's a great time. We have a lot of fun. Thank you.
Good morning. This is for all the children that attend Sunday school. Next week, Sunday, myself, Anne-Marie Sim, and Mrs. Marconi will be teaching Sunday school, and we'll be talking about Joseph and his brothers, and we're going to have a fun craft activity. So we need all the older children to be there as well so they can help us. But most importantly, we're going to have a birthday cake to celebrate all the birthdays for the children that have had birthdays this year, and we'll have birthdays in November and December. So we look forward to having all the children next week. And for the adults, please join us after worship to have some cake. Thank you.
So cake next Sunday for Sunday school, but reminder that there is no Sunday school today, as we will have an opportunity to worship together all ages. And two other announcements I have. First, we are excited that we will be having confirmation today and at 4 o'clock, so we'll see you here. Also, in response to the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, today there will be a vigil at Temple Brit Kodesh at 7 p.m., anyone who's interested, please go ahead and email me, or you can text or give me a call and I can give you directions. I will be there, and that is open to the community. I was in touch with Rabbi Till from Temple Sinai yesterday, and she appreciates all the prayers being offered by our Gates Presbyterian Church community. And now, friends, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God.
Would you please stand if you are able for the call to worship? We are God's work of art, a marvelous melody, a potter's delight. We are the Church of Jesus Christ, diverse in human qualities, but united in our call to love God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves.
We are the body of Christ, living in his truth, sharing his peace, carrying his hope, embodying his love throughout the world he loves so much.
We We are here to be reminded once more who we are, whose we are, and what our lives are about. We are here to be uplifted, renewed, and empowered to live out the miracle of who we are by the power of God working in and among us. We open ourselves to God, who makes all things new.
Let us now join our hearts and voices together in the prayer of confession. O God, We hear the loud voices that crush our spirit, deny our calling, and constantly ask, "Who do you think you are?" We confess to being consumed by our constant need to compare ourselves to others. Forgive us when we resist our callings and choose what is popular over what is faithful. Help us remember that in you we are fully known and fully loved. In God, we find our hope and our strength. We are always surrounded by God's forgiving love, a love that has known us from birth and will never leave us. Thanks be to God.
The first reading of the Bible is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I will give every green plant for God, for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Our second reading from the Bible today. We return to the words of the prophet Jeremiah. This morning we start at the very beginning. Jeremiah 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." And then I said, "Oh, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Don't say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." And then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Over these last couple of weeks, we've been learning a lot about the life and the ministry of Fred Rogers. And for those who are fans of the show and have seen a number of episodes, you might use the words calm, and patient, and kind to describe him. But the adjective that might not come immediately to our minds is one who is a prophet. It might go against what we typically think of in terms of what a prophet is. Someone, as we heard in these verses from Jeremiah, destroys and overthrows nations and kingdoms. At least that's the part that we like our Hollywood dramatization to focus on, of what we want a prophet to be. Much more exciting. A prophet, though, in the very simplest of terms, is someone who speaks God's word to the people. And I think Mr. Rogers did an excellent job explaining his understanding of his role as a prophet in a letter that he wrote back in 1979 to a friend. He said, "What a tough job to try to communicate the gift of Jesus Christ to anybody. Because it can't simply just be talked about, can it? Jesus himself used parables, so I guess that's our directive. Try to show the kingdom of God through stories as much as possible." And in that still, soft voice, Mr. Rogers declared to his viewers, "It's you I like." And the prophet is to be the voice of God in the midst of a harsh world, to remember that God likes each and every one of us, because God created each and every one of us. And yes, if you keep reading through the book of Jeremiah, a wonderful one I would commend to you, you will read the stories of how he went up and down the streets criticizing political leaders and the people when they were stepping away from God's call. But he was also there to reassure them, to bring them hope. And so when God called Jeremiah, of course, he responded initially, "No, no, God, you've made a big mistake. I'm too young. And God says to him, I know who you are. It's you I like, and it's you I have called. Even when that message runs contrary to all the human angst that in a vast universe our small lives might feel meaningless. But they are not. And the power of the prophet of Mr. Rogers, when in a world where the lives of so many children who live without homes, children escaping violence in their countries, children unsafe in their places of worship or schools, children dying from starvation who are neglected, detained, or abused, this very core message asserts a different reality. It's you I like. An audacious faith in a God who not only affirms, but creates each and every one of us different and unique. The call of the prophets take on many forms and are the unlikeliest characters. And they are called, just like each and every one of us. A reminder that we are called to stand up for our faith, to do it in our own ways, to live the stories of God through words and everyday actions, to remind people that they are whole and beloved. And maybe that works for you, standing in the streets shouting that message. I'm going to guess that it might just be one person, one story at a time in song and in prayer through presence and power that message will be communicated. Being who God created and called you to be is the greatest gift that we can offer the world. Without excuses of how old or young that we might be, but that each of us is fully known and loved. Because God says to us, it's you I like. Hold that message in your heart this morning, as in just a moment, you are going to be invited to participate in prayer stations, to think more deeply about the ways that God is calling you to not only honor the you that God created, but the you that God created in others. There are two prayer stations that are located just outside the sanctuary doors. Those are for folks who are looking for a little bit more of an inward prayer experience. Though I would warn you, bring your phone or your address book if you have it in your purse. You'll be writing thank you notes, and we're happy to send them for you from church if you put an address on them. And we've got a few prayer stations that are especially welcoming for young children this morning. And I would ask that everyone please come and grab a pocket prayer shawl. They're in the basket here. We're all going to be doing something with those during the prayers of the people. So everyone grab a prayer shawl. There's going to be a Mr. Rogers clip playing as we are going about our work of prayer. So you're welcome just to stay in your seats if you would like. About 10 minutes or so, and you'll hear John start to play the song, It's You I Like. And we'll sing together. Let us continue our worship time as we pray together.
Jeff, I'm glad to see you.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming by. I asked Jeff, this is my friend Jeff Erlinger. He's one of my neighbors here. And I asked him if he would come by today, because I wanted you to meet him, and I wanted you to see his electric wheelchair. We'd been talking about electric cars and all kinds of things we've been thinking about this week.
Yeah.
Would you show me how you make your chair go?
Okay, sure. All right. Well, first, this is the on-and-off switch. Mm-hmm. I blew this up to turn it on.
Okay.
And...
Well, you can go for it.
That.
Thanks.
It's a very fancy machine. But,
Thank you.
But you're the one who makes it go.
Right.
Did it take a long time to learn how?
No, not really. I had other wheelchairs, and that only took... My first electric wheelchair only took me about a day to learn how to use it.
Gee, that's wonderful. Jeff, your mom and dad must be really proud of you.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Well, I know I am. Now, can you tell my friends what it is that made you need this wheelchair?
Sure. Well, when I was about 7 months old, I had a tumor, and it broke the nerves to tell my hands and legs what to do.
I see.
And they... tried to cut the tumor, but they couldn't get it, and I became handicapped. And I got a wheelchair when I was 4 years old.
That was your first one?
Mm-hmm.
When you were four?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, sort of.
You must have some mighty good doctors who've been taking care of you.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me any of your doctor's name?
Yeah, I have a pediatrician, Dr. Hansen, who works in Madison, St. Mary's Hospital. And then at UW, I have the bone doctor is Dr. Reed, who takes care of the bones, I guess, because he's a bone doctor.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I had surgery earlier this summer, because I have pain in my stomach called autonomic dysreflexia. And I just...
What was that
Autonomic dysreflexia. I'm not exactly sure what it means.
Oh, yeah.
But you sure can say it.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
Anyway, so I had surgery done just recently to try and cut the sphincter because I'm holding my urine in.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you have a lot of things going on when you're... This just shows you have a lot of things happening to you when you're handicapped most of the time.
But,
and sometimes it happens when you're not handicapped.
Of course. But you're able to talk about those things.
Yeah.
So well, and help other people
mm-hmm.
who might have the same kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song that I sometimes sing called It's You I Like?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to sing that to you and with you.
Okay, sure.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that
hide you.
Not your fancy chair. That's just beside
you.
But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feeling. Whether old or new. I hope that you remember. Even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. And it is you I like, Jeff.
Thanks.
And there must be times when you do feel blue.
Uh-huh.
What do you do during those times?
Well, it depends.
Sometimes do you make up stories?
Yeah.
Or read?
Yeah.
Or play? I know that's the way I did when I was a little boy. Had all kinds of things that
did
I would
do. Did it help?
It did help. Yeah. Does it help you?
Yeah.
We have to all discover our own ways, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Of doing things when we're feeling blue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling blue right now, though.
Me neither.
I'm so glad that you came today.
Thanks.
Thank you. And I hope you'll come back to visit again.
Okay.
Will you?
Yeah.
And will you give your mom and dad my best?
Sure.
Because they are sure great people.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye, Jeff. I'll watch you as you go. Ideas. I think I know who that is.
Mr. Rogers?
Hey, Jeff. I'm glad to see you.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming by. I asked Jeff, this is my friend Jeff Erlinger. He's one of my neighbors here, and I asked him if he would come by today because I wanted you to meet him, and I wanted you to see his electric wheelchair. We've been talking about electric cars and all kinds of things we've been thinking about this week. Would you show me how you make your chair go?
Okay, sure. All right. Well, first, this is the on-and-off switch. Mm-hmm. I do this up to turn it on.
Okay.
And
you're the one who makes it go.
Right.
Did it take a long time to learn how?
No, not really. I had other wheelchairs, and that only my first electric wheelchair only took me about a day to learn how to use it.
Gee, that's wonderful. Jeff, your mom and dad must be really proud of you.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Well, I know I am. Now, can you tell my friends what it is that made you need this wheelchair?
Sure. Well, when I was about 7 months old, I had a tumor, and it broke the nerves to tell my hands and legs what to do.
I see.
And they tried to cut the tumor, but they couldn't get it, and I became handicapped, and I got a wheelchair when I was 4 years old.
That was your first one?
Mm-hmm.
When you were four?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, sort of.
You must have some mighty good doctors who've been taking care
uh-huh.
of you.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me any of your doctors' names?
Invite for those who would like to stay at their prayer stations. They are very welcome to do so. Young children are welcome to come, or older children or adults. Play with puppets through the rest of the service. Please, please do. Let us stand and sing together.
Thank you.
of itself is its own prayer. So let us continue our time of bringing our prayers of joy, our prayers of concern together. And this is a special invitation for our young worshipers this morning, a reminder that we pray those prayers of joy and concern that you offer during Sunday school, and we invite you, if you have a prayer this morning, to use your voice and to share it with us.
Drea Onsen, prayers for one of my students. His parents are going through a divorce after 30 years, and he has some emotional issues also. So just prayers for that student. Thank you.
Prayers for that student and his family. It's on.
It's that? Okay. Jan Buettner, Shirts. Some of you might remember Doris Barney, who attended this church years ago before she moved to Florida. Her mom passed away on Thursday down there. She was going on 97. So just prayers for Doris and her family. Thanks.
Prayers for Doris and her family.
I have a prayer for a patient of mine who's been in the hospital going on now 2 weeks. We're unable to figure out what's causing her to have suicidal feelings. This is also a time when a lot of people who are mentally ill get worse, go off their medications, or just have increased stressors that lead to an increased symptom. So just pray for her as well as other people who have mental illness. Thank you.
I'd just like to say thank you for this service today. Thank you for this wonderful choir and our director. It is wonderful. It's very uplifting. I don't know how anyone else feels who has their butt on the seat, but I think this is one of the best services we've had. Thank you to all.
Roy Smith, our family is thankful that Owen turns 4 on Tuesday.
4! Happy almost birthday! Back in the corner.
Hi, Mary Beth McKenzie. I have 2 prayers. One is for the wonderful kids at Derech HaTorah, a Jewish school that I have the pleasure of working in sometimes. And the other is for the young man that was hit on his bike on Childlike Avenue. Excuse me. His name is Tyler, and he has had a life-altering head injury, and his family would really appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
Prayers for Tyler.
Yes, Keith Morgan. I would like to ask for prayers for the congregation of the Tree of Life Synagogue. I would also like to ask for prayers for our elected leaders. Something needs to be done. We all know what needs to be done. And I ask for prayers that they have the strength to do it.
Amen. Amen. And prayers for the Jewish communities throughout the world, and especially here in this country, for which the ripples of the effects of this violence are felt very deeply this morning and will continue to.
I'd like to ask for prayers. About a week ago, a letter came to all of us about the possibility of a project being built in the back over here by the ball field. I've heard some negative things already and some positive things, but I'd like to ask for prayers that, for the time being, we all keep an open mind, keep an open heart. We don't want to turn our backs if this is God's calling for us, for the congregation. Let's wait until we hear the facts, we get to ask questions, and discern what the right route would be to go forward. So that's what I'm asking for, open minds and open hearts. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And this board back here is its own prayer, that we are being called to love our neighbors, to love our neighbors with disabilities, those who are mentally ill, our Jewish neighbors and Muslim neighbors, our sick and our hungry neighbors, our neighbors facing addiction, those who are lonely, the elderly, our noisy neighbor, our different neighbor, our annoying neighbor, our angry neighbor, our human neighbor. And each time that we have to pray, our conversations with God continue not only with our words, but sometimes with tangible reminders. God's love surrounds us, And this morning we have the opportunity to celebrate an important ministry here at Gates Presbyterian Church, which some may not even be aware of, which is our prayer shawl ministry. And we are so thankful that to this day, 482 shawls have been presented to members of the congregation and family and friends, to our interfaith leaders who worshiped with us this summer. These prayer shawls have gone far and wide, and we give thanks for those who have contributed the knitting of these prayer shawls: Linda Allen and Louise Armstrong, Bonnie Beckett, Doris Belknap, Shirley Belt, Jan Brewer and Florence Case, Sonia Davis, Mary DeGennaro and Ruth Frady, Fran Henderson, Mary Hughes, Angie Meyer, Polly Moore, Dorothy Munt, Katie Oman and Chris Oman, Ruth Rausch, Linda Sidori, Jean Sclair, Jerry Stewart. We even have some anonymous prayer shawls that show up from time to time. I've left some patterns here for you on the table, too. There's a great group that meets together and knits these prayer shawls, but you could also just make some at home and bring them. Talk to Dorothy Munch. She'd be happy to talk more with you about that. But hopefully in your hands right now is a pocket prayer shawl, something relatively new here at GPC. I'd invite you to hold on to that pocket prayer shawl as we pray together. And then following the service, if you're the one who needs a reminder of God's love, hang on to it. Put it in your purse, your pocket, your backpack, in your car, somewhere that you'll have that reminder. Or you might share it with someone else. There are still plenty, so after the service, if you'd like to grab one more, don't worry. God blesses them all. Let us join our hearts together in a time of blessing and prayer. Loving and gracious God, we come before you today to dedicate the prayer shawl ministry at Gates Presbyterian Church. Thank you for the blessing of this ministry that provides the prayer shawls as tangible signs of love and concern we have for one another and you. Bless this ministry and guide the hands and hearts of those who make and share them. Let the work of their hands bring your comfort and healing to those who need it most. May the blessing on these prayer shawls bring comfort and love and peace to those who receive them, those who need to know that they are loved, those who are ill and yearn for healing of body and mind and spirit, those who are facing difficult decisions, who are grieving and welcome comforting words of love, for those who are celebrating the joys of your many gifts and blessings. God, we pray for those who have lost their employment, for those who struggle to know your purpose and calling for their lives, for those of us, God, who struggle to hear those simple words that others like us just for being who you created us to be. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Let us continue our time of worship as we receive the morning offering.
Almighty God, you have blessed us with so many gifts and talents. Accept these gifts and tithes that we present to you today. Help us and guide us to use them to further your love in the world today. Amen.
Remember, don't let those hymnals go too far with our closing song of response. But we go knowing that each and every one of us was created by God. A love so great that God sent God's very Son to live in the midst of this neighborhood that's broken and hurting and in need of neighbors to love one another. So go. Go filled with that love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the courage that comes from the Holy Spirit that it takes to get up and do it again. Alleluia. Amen.
Go enjoy the voices for the world.